Alfred Schnitka was perhaps the most celebrated Russian composer of our time. He died in Hamburg on Monday at the age of 63 after years of poor health. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has these thoughts on a man Lloyd considers a genius.
I first heard about Alfred Schnitka, his friends called him Alf, as the composer of a notorious atonal cadenza for the Beethoven Violin Concerto that he wrote for the Russian virtuoso Gidon Kremer. Then Peter Sellers, the director, who was often the first kid on the musical block, incorporated Schnitka's powerful first string quartet into the action of his brilliant production of The Count of Monte Cristo at the Kennedy Center in 1985, with the musicians on stage with the actors. A decade ago, Schnitka visited Boston as a key figure in Sarah Caldwell's ambitious Russian festival, and I got my first real taste of the variety and inventiveness of his work. No composer could be more serious, but no serious composer could write zanier music either. The difficulty with Schnitka is not that some of his pieces are long, serious, and spiritually probing, while others are full of parodies and jokes. It's that many pieces are both. Who else would include an electric guitar in a multi-denominational Soviet Requiem Mass? Maybe that's what happens when your father's a Russian-Jewish atheist and your mother German-Russian and Catholic. Schnitka has found a number of passionate advocates in this country. Two recent recordings of his chamber music show him at his best. Back in 1987, the Kronos Quartet recorded his third string quartet with its echoes of Orlando di Lasso, Beethoven's Pathetique Sonata and Grosse Fuga, and Shostakovich. It was first released, appropriately, on their Winter Was Hard album. That performance is now part of a new two-disc set, along with more recent performances of the somber but beautiful 12-tone first quartet, the elegiac and agitated second, and the melancholy fourth. There's also the brief but moving Canon in Memory of Igor Stravinsky from 1971, and the Kronos' arrangement of the second movement of Schnitka's Concerto for Mixed Choir, a section called Collected Songs Where Every Verse is Filled with Grief. The Kronos are famous for their string arrangements. Remember their first big splash with Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. I'm glad the Kronos players have come back to Schnitka. Too much of what they've recorded I'd call contemporary light, L-I-T-E, the new music version of easy listening. I want music to be appealing, but I don't want it to be thin. Schnitka's has backbone and a face. Look at his huge, cadaverous eyes on the cover of the liner notes. Having suffered multiple strokes, he lived in the shadow of the valley of death, though I suspect his sense of grief and cheeky laughter in the face of it is temperamental, not merely medical. his challenging music, makes heavy demands. But the heavier the demands, it seems, the better the Kronos Quartet plays. So this is one of their very best recordings. There's also a wonderful new recording of the second and third quartets by the four women of the Lark Quartet. These tend to be more spacious in tempo than the Kronos, less electric, but perhaps warmer. The Larks also play one of Schnittke's greatest chamber works, the Ghostly Piano Quintet, composed in memory of his mother. At the keyboard is no less than pianist Gary Graffman, playing once again with both hands. The quintet's remarkable andante is a weird waltz, with the strings wailing in semitones while the piano bounces away. It's terrifying and hilarious, the most moving and extreme example of the way Schnittke chose to confront life and death in all his music.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He remembered composer Alfred Schnittke, who died in Hamburg on Monday.